The title I gave Brian was Knowledge, Science, and Wisdom, The Development of an Informed Orthodox Roman Catholic Conscience, something that's sorely needed today in our political life. An informed Orthodox Roman Catholic conscience is informed by the transcendental truth, true, the good, and the beautiful, and the goodness and beauty of the doctrines and dogmas of the Orthodox Roman Catholic Church. Aristotle said, a small mistake in the beginning looms large at the end. I want to avoid a large mistake by not acknowledging the enormous gift of Thomistic scholarship given to us by Brother Francis. Brother Francis, I hope my presentation today in some small way contributes to already profound and productive search for sanity in an insane world. Having been seriously and systematically exposed to St. Thomas as both an undergraduate and a graduate before the debacle of Vatican II, I, like all of you, are eternally grateful and indebted to Brother Francis for so clearly and systematically keeping the angelic doctor's wisdom alive during the long dark night of abandonment and betrayal by Catholic colleges, universities, and seminaries after Vatican II. If St. Thomas had been taught, as Pope Leo XIII intended in his encyclical, Aeterni Patris, and so brilliantly organized and presented by Brother Francis in his nine courses, the Church and the faith would not have experienced so much apostasy and heresy and so much betrayal of truth. The betrayal of truth, which has a long history. You all remember reading the Gospel of John, 18:19, where Pilate asks, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king? For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." And Pilate said, "What is truth?" But he would not wait for an answer. And the answer is that no matter what the truth was, it was not going to bother his conscience in the face of political gain and expediency. Sound familiar? It should, in view of the Cuomos, the Ferraros, the DeLauros, the Kennedys, the Kerrys, the Leahys, the Bidens, the Durbins, the Dodds, and the notorious Pelosi. And you could add Father McBrien, the late Father McCormick, Father Charles Curran, all of them, and they have a lot of disciples. All are in the mold of the autonomous individual who accepts as true only what he feels is true. For them, there is no objective truth. Their mantra is, "I just follow my personal conscience." But they should be uneasy and beware. They should remember Pilate's destiny. Made weary by his wife's severe anxiety and knowing the envy and hatred of the Jewish political leaders, he still sent a man he knew to be innocent to his death.